Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You can stop clapping. No. Amen. Please be seated. Y'all just want to keep clapping because you want to stand and stretch your legs. And I understand that. Now you realize that this whole week we've started at 7 o'clock. And preacher always told me, he said, now look, if we can shoot to get done by about 8:15, folks got to get up early and go to work and everything. And so we'll be done about 8:15 tonight. That was the time frame. And no, I'm teasing. Actually, preacher did tell me, he goes, hey, now look, you can take all the time and you want. He said, because we'll have to run these folks off tonight. And he said, they'll stick around for an hour and a half. He goes, even after the food's done. And so, now listen, we're good Baptists, right? That means there's food out back waiting. Amen. And normally, Miss Hull and I do a thing called intermittent fasting. We try to eat all of our meals in about 8 hours. On Sundays are my cheat day. So I'm looking forward to eating after the service tonight. And now here's what I want to know is, Brother Denton, where did you go? Oh, he's in the back taking a nap. He's already... Yeah. Oh, there he is. Amen. He woke up back there. There is a Nigerian table, right? Is my understanding? Okay. Is there swallow back there? No, no swallow? No swallow. Come on, man. Help a brother out, would you? Man, I tell you what. And now the next time I come, I'd like to have some swallow. Okay, amen. I 3 weeks ago last night, I got back from Nigeria, and so I'm still looking forward to some swallow. I'll have to go. I got to go back in November, so I guess I'll have to get it there. And but I'm looking forward to it. And Mrs. Lumpia is waiting. Oh man, praise God. Amen. Let's pray and be dismissed. I want to be a help to you tonight. Take your Bibles and open to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Now, who did their homework this afternoon? All right, we've got some folks that did their homework. Well, y'all get A's, so you get an A. Y'all get an A, y'all get an A. The rest of you, you flunk, man, I tell you what. Josh, you know what that's like. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I learned something from Dr. Tom Wallace years ago. He told us I was a layman. I was working at CAT. We were serving at a church, and I was a deacon, and our pastor had Dr. Wallace do a deacon's meeting with us. And I'll never forget, he says, now looked at us, and he said, now, fellas, you got to understand something. If you ever get upset with a pastor, he said, he's too well entrenched. He gets the pulpit mic all the time. And he says, so just keep that in mind. I get the mic last, Josh. Amen. It's just like college. I'm very proud of Josh. I'm looking forward to seeing how God will continue to use him. And he always keeps things lively. Amen. And no doubt the ministry in South Africa will be lively. I had never had a desire to go to Africa. Y'all forgive me for that. Mrs. Hull, it was on her bucket list. I've gotten to go before she has. But she's got Kenya and South Africa as part of two countries that she really wants to see. And y'all are going to South Africa. And so, baby, I'm just going to send you to go. That way you can... You can deal with Josh. My hair's gray from having to deal with him. Hey, man, I just want to have fun. I just want to remind him I get the mic. I'm teasing. But I want to be a help to you tonight. I understand and realize that some of you have worked. You've been at your jobs this week. And some of you, you come this weekend and you had responsibilities this morning. Tonight, we're going to close it out looking at chapter number 10. And you will see that faith promise is here in chapter number 10. And Brother Denton doesn't even know, but it was of the Lord that you gave that, because I kind of tie in a little bit of that story or an illustration from the Bible similar to that to help you to illustrate what I mean. But 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, look with me if you would, for time's sake, verse number 13, the Apostle Paul is writing. And many things that he says, verse 1, I Paul myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence and base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. Verse 2, he says, but I beseech you. Twice he's talking about I beseech you. Twice he talks about being bold. And if we walk according to the flesh, if we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And the life of faith is not a carnal life. If you walk after the flesh, it's going to be enmity. There's going to be a war, a struggle. And the life of faith is always going to be a struggle. And that's why sometimes it's hard for us to want to make a commitment because we want to walk after the flesh. It's a spiritual warfare. But look down with me, if you would, to verse number 13. Paul writes, and he's kind of closing this out, he says, but we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, notice this, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, comma, why? To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. I want to speak to you this evening on the subject, the regions beyond you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help me now tonight. Lord, help all of us for the next few minutes to stay focused, refocus. Lord, not to think about the fellowship. We will enjoy that in just a little bit. But Lord, for the next few minutes, 25, 30 minutes or so maybe, I pray that you would help us to focus in on your word and the truth of the fact that the gospel has come to us. But Lord, there are still those waiting like Cornelius waited in Acts chapter number 10. And Lord, it's our job to do our part to help to get the gospel in the regions beyond where we are. Now, Lord, I pray that you would use your word tonight. Challenge us again, please, one more time. And we'll be thankful for what you do. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. I want you to look back with me, if you would, verse number 13. I'm going to give you a little bit of a Bible study tonight and help you to understand some things. In verse number 13, the Paul writes and he says, we will not boast of things. Notice this phrase, without our measure. You see that word measure? I don't often do this, but that comes from a word. The word means the word is ametrios. All right. Now it is a word that means without limited portion. All right. And you can always understand or define it in this passage of scripture because you always see the word without when you see this word measure. Now there will be some times that you see the word measure without the word without, such as it says at the in the middle of verse number 13. We will not boast of things without our limited portion, but according to the measure. You see that second word measure? That's the word metron. It means limited portion. So the difference between the two is when you see the word without. Now, let me ask you a question. Do all of us have limited portions? Yes. Who is without limited portion? God is without limited portion. Oh, man, you guys are so attentive. You're already ahead. You've got it. All right? We could pray and be just... No, I'm teasing. But keep reading. Notice he says, we will not boast of things without our limited portion, but according to the limited portion of the rule. You see that word rule? It means the sphere or the boundary or the line which God hath distributed to us. See, there is a boundary. There's a sphere that God has distributed to every single one of us. The Bible talks about a measure of faith, and we can increase our faith, but we all have limited portions. Keep reading, if you would. It says, which God hath distributed to us, a measure, a limited portion to reach even unto you. Verse 14, he says, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure or our limited portion. See, you can't take the gospel around the world on credit card. All right, so we all have limited measure, limited portions. And Paul says, we stretch not ourselves beyond our limited portion, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also, and preaching the gospel of Christ. May I paraphrase this? The Apostle Paul saying, listen, I don't have a credit card to keep getting the gospel to the regions beyond. And so God is without limited portion, but he looks at our limited portion and our faith, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, and God, he says, God gave us a limited portion, a limited amount to get the gospel to you. Now, I remind you, he is talking to the church at Corinth, the most carnal church in the New Testament age, and we established early on, we don't identify ourselves as Parkside Baptist Church as the church at Corinth. Right? Y'all wouldn't stand up and say, I'm carnal. Amen. We wouldn't do that. But so you understand, he is writing to the most carnal church in the New Testament, and none of us identify as being the most carnal Christians. We all have a desire to please the Lord. I don't think you'd be here on a Sunday night if you didn't have a desire to please the Lord. Right? And so he is talking about that. He's saying, now listen, you've got a limited portion, I've got a limited portion, and God allowed me to take my limited portion and get the gospel to you. Aren't you thankful that the gospel came to you? That was this morning. And I keep hitting on that and hitting on that and hitting on that, because we've got to get back to, it is all about him. Listen, I understand that the lost are waiting, but you realize we do it for his honor, for his glory. The lost are always waiting. God has his timing. In the fullness of time, Jesus was brought forth of a virgin. All right? And so God always has his timing. But he notice what he keeps saying. He says, we're come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without limited portion, that is of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged. That word enlarged, it's talking about another increase by you according to our rule or our sphere or our boundary. You know what Paul's saying? Paul's saying, I am dependent upon you and your limited portions to help me keep pushing the line of getting the gospel farther and farther and farther beyond where you are. He defines it. He said, the regions beyond you. All right? And so are you with me tonight? You still awake? All right. And so that is the whole purpose of what we do, why we do, is to get the gospel to the regions beyond where we are. Yesterday, 161 of us came out and we went to get the gospel to the regions that are around us, because we're supposed to do our part where we are. Right. But the regions beyond us, Brother Grasso's going to Haiti, and the Lees are going to a place that we won't mention. But those are the regions beyond us. And by the way, you want to help Brother Grasso go to Haiti, because you don't want to go. Amen. Love you, brother. He was asking me the other day. Actually, this goes back to on Thursday, he stood up. He was the last one to introduce himself. Miss Hall and I were right before him. I introduced us, and he stood up and he said, I'm Robinson Grasso, and I'm so glad to be able to be here in college with my parents. I get the mic last, remember? Yeah. Yeah. But he was asking me, he goes, would you ever go back to Haiti? And I said, maybe. But you know, the reality is the region's beyond us. We want to do our part. You say, Brother Hall, all of us have limited. I just don't have much. None of us have much, folks. And please look at me. I did pastor for a number of years, and I did pastor widow women. And I had widow women that said, oh, pastor, I challenged them the same way I'm challenging you, because this is a scriptural principle, not a cultural principle, and not a financial principle. And I challenged one widow lady that I'm thinking of. I told her, I said, you got an example of a widow at Zarephath. I said, she had to obey the Lord. I said, she had to step out by faith, and God promised to supply her need. I said, but God always supplies after we step out by faith. And she made a commitment at missions conference. And you know, it was amazing how she didn't say one word to her kids, but it was amazing how within a few months that her kids just felt led of the Lord to do more for their mother. God works in mysterious ways. But we've got to step out by faith and be willing to trust. And Paul says that. He says, when your faith is increased, we shall be enlarged by our rule. Our sphere, our boundary that we can go in taking the gospel is going to be increased. We're going to be able to go further. Why? Because we're all pulling our limited portions together. And God sees us taking our limited portions and increasing our faith and taking it out of our hands and putting them into His hands. Brother Denton gave you the story, the $1 million and the child that gave a dollar, and what God could do with that. Can I tell you about another child that was willing to trust the Lord? We always refer to him as the lad. The lad. In John chapter number 5. See, the lad had a limited portion for lunch. And if you think Andrew's not the greatest child worker in the history of Scripture, you're kidding yourself. Because you try and get a lunch away from a teenage boy. Amen. Brother Hahn, how much do your boys eat? Yeah, could you imagine trying to get lunch away from the Hahn boys? Huh? Come on now. But here Andrew finds a lad, and they ask the question, what are these among so few? All right? And yet, here's what happens, is they take 5 loaves and 2 fishes out of the hands, the limited portion that the lad had, out of his hands. And whose hands did they go into? The Lord's hands. Who is without limited portion? 5 loaves and 2 fishes turned into a buffet meal for 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And there's a classic biblical example of our limited portions going into God's hands, and God, who is without limited portion, and once it goes into God's hands, it becomes a miracle. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you want to do what you can do, or do you want to see what God can do? If you want to see what God can do, then what we have to do is take our limited portions, and we all have limited portions, and take it out of our hands and say, God, you are without limited portion, but you look to see what I do with the faith that I have and the limited portion that I have. So, Lord, here is my limited portion, and my faith is increased. I give it to you. Amen. And God is able to multiply it. You know, the miracle of that is whose hands it was in. The miracle of missions is taking this out of our hands and putting it into God's hands. And God sees our faith, and God says, I can bless faith. Without faith, it is, yeah, it's not hard. It's impossible to please God. Faith promises about us having a desire to increase our faith to please God more. And God is pleased when we trust Him. Are you with me tonight? Has the gospel come to you? How did it come to you? See, somewhere along the line, somebody had to take their limited portion and trust God to get the gospel to every single one of us. Now it's our responsibility to take our step of faith in our generation and trust the Lord with our limited portions, because He is without limited portions. I have said this and said this and said this, and I understand that repetition is the key to learning. Faith promises are not about the offering. It's about the faith. It's not necessarily about God financing. If God can do whatever He wants to, and God can break off a piece of asphalt from heaven, which is gold, and God can lay it on the heart of someone to accept a $1 offer instead of a $1 million offer. It all goes back to faith. 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 Faith in what? Faith with our limited portion, to take it out of our hands and to put it in His hands, because He is without limited portions. Are you with me tonight? Our job is to make it possible for someone to go beyond, and the regions beyond where we are, and to get the gospel to those to whom we can't get the gospel to. And we're to take our limited portions and show God by our faith, who is without limited portions, and let God do what He wants to do. You know, I've got a little bit of time. Turn with me to Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8. You know, in Acts chapter number 1, the Lord told them to, verse number 8, He told me, He said, "You shall receive power. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me," both or simultaneously, "in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." In Acts chapter number 8, it says Saul was consenting unto his death at that time. There was a great persecution. Remember the other night? The great affliction to the churches at Macedonia and the deep poverty. Now God's defining this as not just any persecution, but great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. There is local church, because God is local church. And He defines which local church it is, the one that was at Jerusalem. "And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of" where? Judea and Samaria. From Acts 1:8, He tells them, here's where you're supposed to go. All the way up to Acts 8:1, they finally say, okay, we're willing to go. But God had to send great persecution for them to be obedient. Now look at me and listen to me. We've got to be willing to step out by faith, and that is the desire of the missionaries here, is when your faith is increased, they shall be enlarged to be able to go where God's called them. But now we've got to step out by faith and trust Him with our limited portion. If we won't do that and we won't be obedient, you know what God does? God sends great persecution. Now, I don't know if I told this here or if I told this in the college, but I liked high school so much I went on the 5-year plan. And my second junior year, I am sitting in classes that I took the year before, and I'm learning the same things, and I'm taking the same test. And I said to one teacher, I said, "This is dumb. I've had this all last year." And she said, "Evidently it's not. You're still here." She said, "You didn't learn it the first time, so I guess you got to redo it the second time." No, don't get mad at me. But some of us keep going through the same things in our Christian life over and over and over again because we don't learn the first time. And God has to keep sending us through persecution or through trials or through things to help us to learn to just trust Him and live by faith and step out by faith and increase our faith. And you say, "Brother Hall, I just have limited portions." Yep, we all do. But we trust Him with our limited portions because He is without limited portions. And God can do more with 5 loaves and 2 fishes by faith, someone that will trust Him, than He can with a buffet. The only difference in the 5 loaves and 2 fishes is whose hands it was in. The only difference between what a dollar can do or $1 million can do is faith and whose hands it's in. Now, whose hands would you rather trust, yours or God's? The biggest problem with all of us as Christians is we're too self-dependent instead of Savior-dependent. We're Savior-dependent upon salvation, but we have a problem being Savior-dependent in everything else in our Christian life. Why? Why? Why can we trust Him to take us to heaven, but we can't trust Him to supply all of our need according to His riches? I remind you, His riches are a place that streets are paved with gold. It's because we haven't seen heaven and I have faith for salvation. Oh, you got faith. Remember the other night? Nobody turned around and tested the pew. You've all got faith in a pew. You didn't turn around and test that pew tonight. You just sat down on the pew. I'd hate to think that God looks down at us every time we sat down blindly in a seat and just have blind faith that that seat's going to hold us up. And yet when it comes to our finite, Lord, I just don't know if I can trust You. Just take your limited portion. Put it in God's hands. Because God is without limited portion. And when that happens, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And guess what happens? We get the gospel preached in the regions beyond us. Can I just, by way of closing, I just want to give you several statements and we'll be done. Number one, you realize we have a responsibility to be a witness in our Jerusalem. It starts right here. It starts right here. Paul said the gospel's come as far as unto you. We've got the gospel. There's people in our area that need the gospel. Number two, we have a responsibility to get the gospel in the regions beyond where we are. Right? You know, Acts chapter number 8, I told you, we won't turn there for time's sake, but I told you they got scattered abroad, Judea, Samaria. They went everywhere that their feet could physically take them. That was the regions within their realm. Acts chapter number 13, when they separated Barnabas and Saul, is the first time we find them getting in a ship and traveling by modern means to the regions beyond where the church at Jerusalem and the church at Antioch could physically go. They're now sending people further out. There is always a process to this. And there is a process to you learning to increase your faith and trust God. You know, God knows every single one of us. He still loves us. And God knows the hurdles that we have to get over for our faith to increase. And God just says, trust me. Trust me. We have a responsibility to be a witness in our Jerusalem. We have a responsibility to get the gospel in regions beyond us. We're to take part of our measure, our limited portion, and give it to those who will use their limited portion to help carry the gospel in the regions beyond where we are. You got that? Last statement. It will be done. Someone made it possible. Someone made it possible with their limited portion, and whomever came to you with the gospel and their limited portion to get the gospel as far as unto you. I close with this story and I'm done. October 1977. Now, I will credit my father with helping to bring about conviction in my life. My father believed in a thing called family devotions. Every night that we weren't in church at 8 o'clock, and I was telling someone recently or at the college, I said, oh, his brother, we won't talk about that. And there was a show I liked to watch, my brother and I liked to watch on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. We never saw the first half of the show. My dad, I don't remember what my dad's family devotion was. I don't remember what we read. I don't remember what we prayed. All I remember is I went to bed that night and I was under conviction. I told you I was not brought up in a church like this. I was so scared to death that if I went to sleep that night, I was going to die and go to hell. My dad worked early. He got up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning to be able to drive into Atlanta to go to his job. And so when Dad went to bed, you didn't wake him up. No. You took your life in your own hands if you woke him up. And I came down out of the bed, and I was so scared to death. I come in to my mom, and my mom said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Mom, I'm scared to death. If I go to sleep, I'm going to die and go to hell." A seven-year-old says that to their mother. Their mother kind of... My mother held me, and I went to sleep in her arms that night. The next day, I get up to go to school. Hey, I was scared to death to ride the bus to school. I didn't play on the gym. I was scared to fall through the monkey bars and break my neck or something. And I get home that afternoon, and my mom says, "Hey, I've called Pastor Johnny, and he's coming this evening to show you how to be saved." I didn't go outside and play. I kept standing there by the window, kept looking. And looking and looking. And when he come driving up in that 1976 burnt orange Oldsmobile with a white vinyl top, my heart, you know why? Because he's bringing the gospel to me. He got out, he came inside, we sat down with my parents, brown imitation leather couch, and he opened up the Bible and he showed me how I could be saved. I remember kneeling down next to him, looking at his cowboy boots underneath the suit, praying and asking Christ to save me. I've never gotten over that. I've never forgotten that. I've always been thankful for that man to take time away from his family and his schedule to come to my house to share the gospel with me. Wait a minute. People in that church helped support him as the pastor with their limited portions so that he could have that job so that I could have the gospel. You get down to it, folks, it takes money. And we all can sit here and say, we got limited portions. You're exactly right, we do. But we're to take our limited portion and we're to increase our faith. And when God sees our faith and our obedience, God says, "I've got unlimited portions." Amen. Now you're talking my language, faith and obedience. Amen. Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do? So we've made commitments. Good. Thank you. If God keeps speaking to your heart, be obedient. Amen. Because God can do more with 5 loaves and 2 fishes than we can with an entire supermarket. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help us. Lord, Paul had a desire for the church at Corinth, and he says, "When your faith is increased, we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule." Lord, the boundary in which he wanted to go, Lord, the Bible tells us in Romans 15, he said, having no more place in these parts to preach the gospel, he wanted to press on into Spain. God, every single one of us, I think, are beneficiaries of Paul's immense desire to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get the gospel in the regions beyond where he was. Lord, there were a whole lot of people in the New Testament that helped him with their limited portions. And Father, you know every single one of us. Lord, you know our limited portions. God, I pray that you would help us by faith increase our faith, Lord. Lord, as we yield ourselves to you and are obedient to you, God, as I made the statement the other night that the sacrificial gift that, Father, you made, Lord Jesus, that you made, these missionaries made, Lord, our gift ought to be a sacrificial gift, and I believe that. Lord, every sacrificial gift I've ever given, you always step in. You will not be a debtor to us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us tonight. with faith and obedience and increase our faith with our limited portions. We'll give you the honor and the glory for what you do with it. In Jesus' name. Preacher, would you come?